Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Baxter. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. God uses our everyday life to change us, transform us, to teach us, to make us, to reshape us, to make sure that our identity is Him, in Him is seen and evident. He uses our everyday life to cause us to trust Him, to believe His report, to know that He's faithful, that He's true, that He won't forsake us nor leave us, that He's right there in the midst of everything that we go through, being the strong tower, being our help, being our truth, being the light and the life of who we are. And as we walk by faith and not by sight, growing in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, growing to that place of maturity, growing to that place of spiritual growth that declares the distinction of the fruit of God in our life, that causes us to see God and know Him in a way that we did not know Him before. So it is amazing that God chooses unlikely people. He chooses people that we would not choose, because many of us would probably never choose our own self to do what God has called us to, that His call is so assured and so perfect. As we look and study people in the Word of God, we see that they were ordinary people, not superhuman Christians, just ordinary people that God has chosen and called, a nation that He called, a family that He called, a generation that He called and He chose, and He uses them, and He knows that they are imperfect. He knows that they're going to fail. He knows that they're going to mess up. We study their lives and we see that they didn't always make the right decisions. They didn't always choose God's way. And sometimes they rebelled, but it did not stop or refute the Word of God that was powerful enough to cover the multitude of their sins. Because even in the Bible, before Jesus ever came, and we see that God had a chosen race, a chosen people, that even in that, God was still able to let the word that He had spoken concerning them manifest and come to pass, covering the multitudes of their sins. Because in the mind of God, Christ was already wounded. He was already bruised. He was already crucified. So when God looked at them, He saw the Son. And the Bible lets us know that when He looks at us, He does not see what we used to be. He doesn't see our sin. He sees us in the light of the redemption of His Son. He sees us whole. He sees us complete through the Son. He sees us through the blood of Jesus. So we understand that even in that even their failures could not stop the Word of God. So it doesn't matter where you're at in your life. It doesn't matter your mistakes or what you're going through, or even if you mess up. If God has spoken a word over your life, if He's spoken something concerning you, that word will come to pass. Do not be moved. God is not mocked. He will bring to pass the word that He says. Don't walk away from it. Don't let go. Don't get weary in your well doing. Don't turn your back on the word of God. Don't try to prosper and bless your own self. Let God's word be true and every man be a liar. Let God's word for your life manifest, be everything that He needs, it needs to be in you. Because you have to understand something. Every Christian, every believer goes through the process of being broken. We go through the process of being shaped and made for the glory of God. We go through that process because we were born and shaped in iniquity. We were shaped in a flesh that says be self-sufficient, be independent of God, depend on yourself. Even our society and the way we raise our children and what we're taught tells us to be independent, to be self-sufficient, to be strong. And that same mentality is the mentality that we bring in the house of God. When we get saved, we believe that we're supposed to bring this self-sufficiency, this strongness to God. When God really wants us humble and He wants us, the pride of our life to be broken so that we can be the people that are able to carry the endowment and the glory and the grace of what He has. And He's doing it, that even as He brings us and takes us through the process of there, the process of making and shaping us, the process of putting us on the potter's wheel and stripping us down and cutting us away, even as we go through that process and we go through it with the right attitude and the right mindset, trusting God, believing that even in the pain, purpose is being birthed. Even in the thing that we go through that is hard, God is teaching us something. He's shaping us for where we're going, for what he's going to do in our life. And so as we believe God and trust, we see the demonstration of God's power making us and molding us and causing the glory of what we're going through to shine. Because the word of God lets us know that we are to know Christ, not only in the resurrection, but in that suffering part, the part that we really don't like to identify with, the part that really makes us, the part that makes us bear the will of God, bear that thing that we have to give birth, travail, and that thing we have to give birth to. And so it's not always easy. This walk of faith is not always easy, but it is so worth it. The reward of knowing that you please God, the reward of knowing that when you do see him, you have something to give him, that you have a crown to crown him with, of the glory, of the things that he trusted you with, and that you were able to live through his power, through his strength, through the Holy Spirit, through his word, and win something that he's already won for his glory in the earth, so that everyone knows that watches your life, that your Savior is real, that he lives greatly inside of you, and that the enemy and the kingdom of darkness is being torn down by your walk of faith, that you're winning triumphantly over the adversary, over the thing that has come to try to exalt itself above and against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're going to look briefly in this 15 minutes of empowerment at Romans 12 and 2. We talked about this briefly last week, and I want to go back to this again because there are some things that we have to understand. This chapter, Romans 12 and 2, tells us that our mind is the ground that we have to renew. Our mind is the place, the avenue that we have to constantly renew, and we have to make sure it's transformed. It tells us to transform, to renew our mind, that we're to renew our mind. So as we look at Romans 12 and 2, we're going to see exactly what the Word of God is saying to us concerning our mind, that there are some things that we get benefit, we're benefactors of when we renew our mind, when we allow the Word of God to be renewed in us. The Word of God says this, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As we renew our mind, as we take the Word of God, and we begin to wash our minds down with the Word of faith, and we do it by faith. When we read by faith, when we pray by faith, everything we do must be by faith, that we believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him, and that everything that he's accomplished and everything that we receive, even through Jesus Christ, is by faith. As we believe by faith and we read the Word of God by faith, that we're receiving in our mind, we're renewing our mind, that our mind will be shifted to another level, shifted to another dimension. And what I mean by that is it's you're being shifted to the realm of the spirit, the realm of faith, the realm that says that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, that as we shift our mind, and that shift of transformation means sanctification, as we go to the place where our mind is sanctified, cooked in the Word of God, our sanctification, that shift that happens when we go through that transformation, that something happens, that we shift, that we move to another dimension. We see and believe things that are in the spirit realm that are not in the natural realm. We see and believe and receive things of the spirit. And what we see seated in the heavenly places, seated around the throne of God, the instructions that we even get from God, that which is released unto us and revealed unto us, that we pull from eternity into time, because we're transferred, we're shifting. As our mind is renewed, we begin to see as he sees, having the mind of God, having the mind of Christ, as we renew our mind. When we do that, we're able to receive that which cannot be conceived or received in our own flesh or our own understanding or our own senses. When we renew our mind, we're able, we cannot get that which is good and perfect with a mind that has not been renewed, because our mind of the flesh, our sense mind, our natural mind cannot receive or contain the things of the spirit. That's why when we read the word, we must do it by faith. do it by faith, knowing that God is faithful and true, and that he's revealing his will, his perfect will to us. And as we renew our mind, get shifted, get that shift, that transformation that happens, that sanctification that happens through the word of God, that shift in the spirit realm, we begin to receive that which is good, that which is perfect. There must be a renewed mind before we can get good and perfect. There's that renewed mind calls that which is good, that which is perfect, that which is the will of God to now come to us. Our thinking in that renewed process has to be a sober mind, not a mind of the flesh, the mind of the spirit, soberly thinking and seeing and receiving the things that God has for us. We're going to look at 1 Corinthians 11 and 28 so that I can help you out a little bit more before my time runs out. But I just want to empower you and let you know that that renewed mind is the place the enemy battles us. He battles us in the place of the mind, because if he can get us thinking with our reasoning and with our flesh, then he has us not receiving and believing the things that God has for us. But it says here, and 1 Corinthians 11 and 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread. This bread he's talking about is the word of God. We're talking about the same thing. The bread, and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drink is, as unworthy, in an unworthy manner, eats and drink judgments to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. The word of God, and this is talking about the communion, but this is also talking about a renewed mind, the mind that came with our new nature. When we renew our mind, our new nature gravitates, and the Spirit of God begins to give us those things that we need. Because when we walk outside of faith, we're walking in the old nature. We're walking in fear. When we don't eat the word of God, the body of the Lord, that which is purchased for us, that which was given to us, then we walk in a place that causes the will of God not to be performed in our life. So we always have to make sure we renew our mind, get in that place where we're able to have the good and the perfect revealed to us through a renewed mind. The fleshy mind leads to death. The spiritual directed mind basically leads to life. And this is what it says in Galatians 5 and 17. For we naturally love to do evil, that we are just the things of the spirit are just the opposite of the things of the flesh, and that there's a war going on inside of us that opposes the things of the spirit. That's what Galatians 5 and 17 is talking about. And these two forces together, the mind of the spirit and the flesh, basically war against the other so that they can gain control. But as we begin to move in what God has called us to, we shut down the flesh and the things that try to make us run away from God's perfect will and the things that he wants to reveal to us with a renewed mind. The enemy tries to give a hopeless idea in the midst of our pressure, and the thing that goes to try to pressure us, to make it us feel like we cannot make it, we cannot go through, we cannot be what God said. But he is not true. He's a liar. We understand that we have hope because of Jesus Christ. And the hope that we have is in everything that he's accomplished in his word, in his goodness, in his perfect will, in his plan, that as we renew our mind with the word of God, as we eat the word, receive the word, believe the word of God, there's a transformation that happens, a sanctification that happens, a purity that happens, a shift that happens, that when we're seated in heavenly places with the mind of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That happens with renewing our mind with the word. We are able to receive things that we could never do or never conceive or receive outside of the mind of God. There are things that God wants to show us, mysteries that he wants to show us, things he wants to reveal to us. So as we reveal have our mind renewed, God reveals to us the things that we need. And what happens is we're able to carry and house and give birth to everything he says. He even gives us understanding of what we're going through and where he's going to take us. So I encourage you, do not allow your mind not to be renewed every single day. Get in that word. Get in that word. Read that word. Give birth to what God is saying. Let that mind be renewed so you can have the faith that says, I see what God sees and I want it. I pray that you've been encouraged and you've been strengthened in 15 minutes of empowerment, knowing that our walk of faith is a walk of process and God is taking us somewhere because he's called us something great. Be encouraged. I'm Pastor Cheryl Baxter. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life. The process is there. And we'll see you at the same time tomorrow so that we can be encouraged and empowered for 15 more minutes. God bless you.